Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, who was a great prophet of Allah, a great Nabi. And in the writings with regards to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala stated that, "O Dawood, my love, my muhabbat, that person who comes towards my love or desires my love, then give those people this message that those who focus and pay attention and want to come towards my love, for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful way, in a nice way, has given those people the title of his dhakirin, the people who remember Allah. And wahid, there is one path of worship that needs to be implemented, which is khalis and purely a path and a practice that takes a person to the love of Allah. And that is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. The beginning of the dhikr of Allah, the start and the end of the dhikr of Allah is related and attached to the love of Allah, muhabbat of Allah. The dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. If we look at the beginning, the initiation, Allah Ta'ala instills into the heart of his believer his love, Allah Ta'ala's love. And the quality of love is that when somebody loves somebody else or something else, he or she remembers that other person or that thing. So those who do dhikr, who are the dhakirin, who go towards the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that these people, they are traveling or paying attention towards my love. They want to attain my love, my muhabbat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people extremely, extremely. And Allah Ta'ala has stated with regards to those people, that such people who take hold of the practice of the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Now very regularly we speak on this subject and we pay attention to this subject and we emphasize, just like the Quran and the Hadith have emphasized, that the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, is a great, great deed, indeed, a great practice, a great act of worship, such a great act of worship, and it's such a great ni'mah of Allah. The dhikr of Allah, that many people don't attain this ni'mah. We've read many verses of the Quran and many Hadith we have analyzed with regards to this. And with this respect, with respect to this, Allah Ta'ala mentions that these are those people who are seeking my love. They are seeking my love. They are trying to find my love. They desire my love. So Allah Ta'ala says, tell these people who are seeking my love, who do my dhikr, Allah says, tell them that they are clean, that due to their actions of dhikr, due to their efforts and striving and making effort, that Allah Ta'ala says, you want to attain my love. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you such a maqam, such a status and rank and level, that Allah Ta'ala says, I will remove the veils between you and me. Now here, the dhakir, when he hears this or she hears this, should have a bit of sabr, bit of patience, little bit of patience, and also secondly in parallel, istiqamat, regularity, consistency, steadfastness. Because dhikr of Allah is such an action that a person who is consistent in doing this action, he shouldn't be bored of doing it. He shouldn't lack desire when he does dhikr, shouldn't run away from dhikr due to difficult circumstances or have the wrong niyyah, intention, and then leave dhikr. This is not the path. Allah Ta'ala says, the person, the people who pay attention to my love. Now, the dhikr of Allah is not linked to dunya in reality, my friends. There's no relationship. No, Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr of Allah has no link with the dunya. Dhikr of Allah has a pure, sincere link with the love of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala gives his dhikr to somebody, then be especially careful of this, that there should be no contamination. When a person is doing dhikr, bas, that person should realize is that, what am I trying to attain? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's love is what I am trying to attain. A person asked me a question that I want extreme love of Allah. I want to attain the maximum love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What should I do? I said to him, You just do what you're doing. The dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah. There's no greater action or action that will lead to the love of Allah better than the dhikr of Allah. So what's the reason? What was the point in his heart? Was the doubt? He had ujrat. He was hasty. How do I know that Allah Ta'ala is loving me? I said, don't you know until now that Allah Ta'ala loves you? That Allah Ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to do his dhikr. Is this not Allah's love for you? That has it ever happened? Has it ever occurred that the person who you love, or something you love, and that person says to you, okay, come to see me. And then after that you'll ask that person, oh, do you love me or not? You say, well, why did I call you to come and see me then, if I don't have the affection for you, or the regard for you? So is this something to ask? That how do we know if Allah Ta'ala loves us or not? How do we know, we say? So all of these things are ajeeb. And we know that if Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to remember him, then obviously Allah Ta'ala loves us, because he's calling us to himself. So this is the first sign of love, that we're not paying attention to anyone else, we're not worshipping anyone else, we're not thinking of anyone else. When we think and think and think so much that we become so used to it, then the taste and enjoyment of dhikr becomes so great that we, or the dhakir, will shun other things and run more to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So if this is not the sign of Allah's love, then what else is it? But if somebody else has other intentions, that due to doing Allah's dhikr, I will succeed in dunya, or I'll get some links and contacts, I'm doing somebody, or I'm doing dhikr of Allah, I'm not getting benefit, and I'm not getting any benefit in this, or in my occupation, or my business, or this dunyawi thing, or this dua of mine is not being accepted, then this is not the basis of doing, this has no link with dhikr then. Yes, the dhikr of Allah is attached to love, muhabbat. And for love, Allah Ta'ala has said that we're not asking for a small thing, are we? We're asking for Allah Rabbul Kareem, his love, his attachment to us, the greatest love. This is not some small treasure that we're looking for. This is not some sort of treasure hunt we're on, a small path that we've embarked on. This is the biggest path that there can be. So Allah Ta'ala says, what do we have to do? We have to have istiqamat. We have to be steadfast. It will come. Allah Ta'ala says that there will come a time that if you stick to your principles and you keep on remembering me, doing my dhikr, the time will come, Allah says, I will remove the veil. I will remove the veil. Wah! Subhanallah. So should we leave dhikr now? No. Never ever. Never ever. Doesn't matter how many wasawis of shaitan come, or nafs. Beautiful point. Allah Ta'ala said for the people, for the dhakirin, doesn't matter what occurs. So for this reason Allah Ta'ala tells us all the time, and because a person, he can get weak. And I've seen many people in my life, they come, they start to do dhikr, they have a lot of passion and desire, then after a while they start to slowly disappear. How sad. What a big and a great misfortune. What a great misfortune to leave dhikr of Allah. So what is it? They don't have interest, or the interest is not developing, or they don't feel like doing it or coming towards it. Think about it for a second. It's a bit shocking, isn't it? A bit surprising. The man, the more he has the desire, the more he wants to do it. And if we don't have this feeling, then we should say, Allah, Allah, I keep on saying your name. Allah, give me more taste and enjoyment in remembering you, in reciting your name, so I get more desire, more desperateness to recite your name. Allah, I remember you morning and evening. Alhamdulillah, I've seen the ashikin, they were with us, friends of ours, associates. With regards to these, Allah Ta'ala, I'm speaking about the whole Jamaat. MashaAllah. And the women, the sisters, especially the women, they're desperate to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a great desire. That Allah, we want to be fana in your way, in your love, in your path. So this is a jazb. This is the jazbah, the passion and the interest. And everyone should have this thought in the heart. That what else do we have? What else do we have in our life? So what do we say? Allah, we want to be close to. What do we say when we pray salah? Sami Allahu liman hamida. Sami Allahu liman hamida. What else do we say? We say, Allah Ta'ala says, you have praised me, I've heard you. Sami Allah. Allah Ta'ala has heard us. Allah, we are praising Allah. Allah says, what you are saying to me, you are praising me, I'm listening. So quickly Allah Ta'ala replies to when we praise him. Sami Allahu liman hamida. We say this, don't we? People say this in salah. So what did we say? We praised Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've heard you, I'm listening to you. You've said and I've listened. Yani, if we see here that there's a beautiful connection here between the man and his Lord, his creator, Allah. And what is this created? How do we make this link? Due to dhikr of Allah. But we don't want to strengthen our link with Allah. Rather, we are running backwards. We're running away from Allah. We should ask ourselves a question every day. How strong have I become in remembering Allah? How close am I to my Lord Allah? How much more do I need to do to become a stronger believer and have a good link? Because there's nothing else for us to do in life. We have no other destination. We have no other journey. What else does a human being have apart from the target to get close to Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, I created you for this very one reason. Allah says, I don't want anything else from you. The whole Quran, Allah gives one subject. That what else do I want from you? What else do you want from me? I created you, I sent you to the earth, I gave you the dunya, I gave you sustenance, water, resources, food, everything to nourish you. Allah Ta'ala says, I promised I will give you everything. So why did I, what do I want from you, Allah Ta'ala says? Oh human being, what is your one mission? Allah Ta'ala says, I haven't told you to do this and that and this and X, Y, Z. Allah says, nothing, just one thing, remember me. This is Allah's desire between Allah and His creation. What does Allah Ta'ala want from us? Allah has one desire. Allah says, you are my servant. You have one job, one pastime. Just remember me and do nothing else. That's it. That's what Allah Ta'ala is saying here to us. That when I remove the veil, and then further Allah Ta'ala says, what will happen is that your heart, because remember Allah Ta'ala says that my mercy, it cannot be anywhere in the universe. The only place it can be born is the heart of the believer. Where can Allah Ta'ala's love and mercy be absorbed? Is the heart of the believer. Allah Ta'ala says the creation, the universe cannot understand me, my greatness. Look at the universe, how many planets and Milky Ways and galaxies. Allah Ta'ala says, but the flesh, the heart, the organ, alhamdulillah, that we see, Allah Ta'ala says, in reality, this is not the heart that we think is just pumping blood around the body. There's a reality to the heart. Allah Ta'ala says that my mercy, my blessings, myself, for me to be in the heart of the believer. Allah Ta'ala says, I know best what that means. But your heart has the capacity that everything else in the universe is small scale in comparison to the heart. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a heart. If we take all of the universe and the alams, the way we cannot reach or understand or comprehend, we don't even know about those worlds and who is there and who's not there. The descriptions will keep on coming out. Scientists and research and looking, investigating, this planet's come, this Milky Way is there, this galaxy is there, this star is there. But we will never realize that what is the universe that Allah Ta'ala has created, what has spread out. Allah Ta'ala says the greatest capacity and strength has been given, what? To the heart of a mu'min, from the whole universe. So imagine what a human being is. Imagine. So with regards to that qalb, Allah Ta'ala says, what is the reality? Allah says, your heart that I've given to you, it has a supreme objective. And what will be its position? Allah Ta'ala says, what will happen? That Allah Ta'ala says, an eye will come onto your heart and it will look around. And after, if it sees Allah's mercies and blessings, our eyes, physical eyes on our face, cannot see Allah Ta'ala's mercy and Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Allah says, I will remove the veils and give the capability to the heart to see. Who? Which people? Those who are paying attention to Allah. Not those who compete with each other. No. The person who started on that journey, who's embarked on that journey of dhikr, who says, I want to attain Allah's nice, and that person, he or she, has no other objective in life. Why have you come here? Yes, you come to the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. Why have you come? Because I've heard that the path of Allah, you will show me and guide me. I want to get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness. I want Allah Ta'ala's love. So the wali of Allah, the sheikh, he says, fine, I will guide you to this. That's it. End of story. So to attain Allah's nearness, Allah Ta'ala showed us the route, the journey, and we follow that route and that journey, morning and night, day and night, evening, daytime. Follow that path, follow that guidance, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will make the condition of your heart such, if you follow the guide, if you follow that guidance, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says that your heart will have more interest in me, Allah says, and you will start to distance yourself more from the dunya. I say one thing, brothers, people who pray salah, who recite Quran, don't leave the dunya. People who do sujood, don't leave the dunya. People who stay near the Kaaba, don't leave the dunya. But if we want to distance ourselves from the love of the world, then we need to increase the dhikr of Allah. Dunya will never come out of our heart, and dunya is the biggest hurdle for Allah Ta'ala's nearness. Where Allah Ta'ala promises that, what will I do? Allah says, if you remember me, I will develop your love for me, and I will make the love of dunya distant from you. We can't do that. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter what we do, but with Allah's fadl and karam, due to the dhikr of Allah, we will be more distant from the dunya. Look, if I wrap myself in the love of this dunya and I die and depart from this world, will I be a good human being? What will be my akhirah? What will be my hereafter? What will be my grave? A person who's immersed in the dunya, wrapped up in the love of dunya, who loves the dunya and leaves this world and runs to, leaves this world to thereafter, because he has not taken off the shackles of this dunya. Millions and billions of people are living like this. Allah Ta'ala says, I will remove the love of the dunya from your heart. When you remember me. Because we cannot remove the shackles of the dunya. This dunya will encircle us, entrap us, and a person will do ibadat, but this dunya will make our ibadah a waste. Every ibadah, every act of worship we do will be stuck to the love of the dunya. Love of the dunya will be in our minds and our hearts and our lives. But if we embark on the journey of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, then Allah Ta'ala says, this is my job now, that how I will extract the love of dunya from your heart. And there are examples alive, not just one, hundreds of thousands of examples, who every day elevate and are promoted due to the dhikr of Allah. They do the dhikr of Allah with love. They seek Allah with love. And then, subhanAllah, we see such people who succeed. And the definition of these people, the title of these people are awliyaullah. We think awliyaullah are some special breed of people and they've just got a certain few actions to carry out. Nobody. We say, oh, dhikr of Allah is for the wali of Allah, for the awliyaullah. No. Allah Ta'ala says, every human being should desire my love. Every man should desire my love. Every woman should desire my love. Black, white, brown, yellow, whatever feature, images, blind, with vision, whatever. A person who is maybe limping, or a person who cannot speak, or a person who hasn't got any all the full functions, doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala says, this person I've created, and that doors to my servanthood are open. Come onto the path and seek my love, Allah Ta'ala says. Seek my love. So what is that thing? What is that thing? Dhikr Allah, that will give extreme, ultimate love and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I say that if for a little while, let's analyze ourselves. Let's look into our hearts and our lives, that how easy a path this is. So how are we grateful to Allah for the fact that He's given us the ability to do His dhikr? We've learned the supreme way. May not be that such a great ahsan Allah Ta'ala has given to us that we cannot wake up on the day of judgment because we were extremely ungrateful. Let's take the whole dunya. We think the things of the dunya are so big and so successful. But sitting in dhikr, in the gathering of dhikr and doing dhikr, we think, oh no, it's not important. I don't need to do this. Let's reflect on ourselves. I'm telling you, a disease, an illness. An illness, that how badly in this day and age, how severely the dunya has overpowered the minds and the hearts of people. Such a big overpowering factor, an effect, that a person is doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. But at that time we've got bad niyyah, wrong intention, bad thoughts, negative thoughts. We're thinking about dunya and world. Allah Ta'ala says, the person who pays attention to my muhabbat, my love. Allah Ta'ala hasn't mentioned dhikr. Allah says, we've never sat and thought that, Allah, I'm remembering you. Allah, give me your love. I want to be near to you, Allah. I want to have your nearness, your qurb, your marifa, your rada. Allah, I want your pleasure. And then the tears will come into the eyes of a person, because he will realize he's doing the supreme action, and the veils will remove. But we think, oh, dhikr is a wadifa. I just do this much tasbih, and I say, Hazrat Sahib has told me to do this much, and what if I do this much, I'll get. And this is how we do dhikr. We just do it for numbers, for ticking the boxes. Have you done dhikr? Yes, I've done the tasbih. That's it. Tick the box. That's it. I've done enough for today. I don't need to do any more. Is this our link with Allah? Is that it? You're just fulfilling what you've been prescribed. Dhikr of Allah, love of Allah is untold, without any board, any limit, infinite. The feeling should overcome the person, the extreme love with Allah. That feeling should overcome that person. Allah says, look, I've given you dunya. I've given you the world, and you have to live in this world. But I will distance the love of the dunya from your heart. I will take it out of your heart. And eventually, what does Allah say? I will extract dunya, the love of dunya from your heart, and I will make deen, practicing my deen, easy for you. Ah, what a great word here, Allah Ta'ala says. That you will practice the deen. It won't just be easy, it will be nice for you, happiness for you. That so broad is Allah Ta'ala's deen. That Allah Ta'ala says, you cannot recognize how broad and expansive is my deen, my path. The great deen of Islam. If we look at every part of deen, the dhakir, he will look and pay attention and appreciate every juz of the deen. When a believer, a dhakir, sees every juz of the deen, his eyes open wide, and not one part of the deen does he consider as irrelevant. As irrelevant. To this extent, that if that dhakir, that human being, gets an opportunity, even for a few minutes, to attain good deeds. That, for example, like giving somebody the route to get somewhere from A to B, or to help someone pick something up, to take somebody somewhere. That will look like a massive deed to the dhakir. He will run to implement that deed to get the rewards. Ah, great point here. Now think here for a few moments. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled great capacity in the minds and hearts of believers, in order for us to earn good deeds and rewards. We just think that deen is a few actions, half a dozen actions. We say, oh, the rest of the world does this. They sin, they don't do this. Okay, we're fulfilling the fard. Oh, that's it, I've done my fard. That's it, oh, I'm done, I'm free now, I'm free. So we're practicing the deen of Islam and worshipping just to be free from the fard. from the things that are compulsive rest. No, the dhakir, when he starts to do the dhikr of Allah with intention, purity, sincerity, he will have such a mindset that he will, she will never tire from doing amal. Always that person will have a new deed that he will, or she will be following from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with love, with raghbat, with desire. And nawafil, voluntary prayers, will become that life, the ruh, the soul of that person's life. My brothers, happiness, where does it come from? What deed gives happiness and success? And today we crush and stamp on that deed, and that deed is the ittiba, imitation and following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Happiness and contentment comes through this, and we look from far with binoculars on. Is this necessary or not? We'll open books. We'll go to the ulama, the scholars, the muftiya, hazrat. Is this necessary? You'll say, no, 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 it's not necessary. You don't have to do it. That's it, fine. I understand now. To this extent, by we pray salam, we leave the sunnah elements of salam, we run away, we don't pray them. Why? Oh, it's not necessary. Allah, we're praying salah, and we don't even fulfill the salah complete. Alhamdulillah, I've seen the walis of Allah. They're close to them in their eyes. They didn't say sunnah, muakada, ghair, muakada, whatever. Whenever they had an opportunity, full salah. Full salah, they would pray, then leave the masjid, the house of Allah. Then leave the masjid. And this is called the happiness through deen. And we have restricted our deen nowadays. We have limited our deen to select actions. We run straight to the scholars. Is this jais? Is this permissible? Can I do this? Can I leave this action? What difference does it make? And he'll say, it doesn't make any difference. So here the pious predecessor said, the person who has left nafl, Allahu Akbar, he then has left sunnah. The person leaves sunnah, then he leaves sunnah muakkada. The person leaves sunnah muakkada, leaves wajib. And the person leaves wajib, leaves the fard. And this is a statement of the pious predecessors. So the person who plays games with the deen, slowly, slowly, then Allah says, I wipe his slate. And I make that person go away from my remembrance. So for the dhakirin, Allah Ta'ala says, due to you doing my dhikr, I give you happiness and a great feeling in the dunya. And there's no part of life then that person will not understand halal and haram. He will have the foundation, Allah's hukam, ahkamat, halal, haram, ahkamat, Allah's hukam, orders will be open clearly in front of that person's eyes, because he wants to practice and do amal, and nothing will stop him. Nothing will stop him in the dunya. And then further, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Further. About those who do his dhikr. Allah is praising them. Allah says, because you are my dhakir, and you want my radha, and you are on the journey to attain my pleasure, and you want to get close to me, Allah Ta'ala says, then there's one point here Allah is mentioning. Allah is coaching. Allah is coaching. That the dunya may be unhappy with you. The people of the dunya may be happy. Because Allah says, when you come towards my radha, my pleasure, and you are following that path I have prescribed, then the dunya will be unhappy with you. Remember this. The dunya will grab you. The world will grab you, people outside and inside. That when you start embarking on the journey of my deen, Allah Ta'ala says, and I give you that opportunity, Alhamdulillah, what will happen then? Dunya will start to dislike you, they will go against you, they will criticize you, and there will be two opposite ends in the dunya where you are living. Two opposite ends. What does Allah Ta'ala say further after this? Allah says, shall I tell you one thing? What? That nobody will be able to give you loss though. Despite the people will dislike you in the dunya, nobody will give you loss. Don't worry, don't fear. Allah says you will never get lost in the dunya. Never. Subhanallah. Never bow your head when the dunya is in your life and you know that this is haram, this is unlawful, I need to leave this, this is Allah's order, and you want to practice this, and by practicing the order there are restrictions and hurdles and problems and difficulties, and everyone stood there arrogantly, everyone's unhappy with you, they're not happy with your lifestyle, what you're doing, this hadith, meaning of hadith, everyone's unhappy. But Allah says, don't worry when you get lost in any stage or phase of life, I will not give you loss at all. At all. Aha, so from where Allah Ta'ala began and where Allah Ta'ala is taking us in this discussion, this is the dhikr of Allah. As I said, so vast and expensive. And how many steps are there for the dhikr of Allah? Very quickly we get fed up and we lose hope, lack hope. Allah says, at least start to travel. Okay, you will have this problem. Why did this happen? Why are you doing this action? This is wrong. This day and age is like, this is hard. Thousands of things will come because deen, you now have the great deen in your life, and the dunya will come from its roots to destroy you. Dunya will run after you. So don't do this. Don't obey the dunya. Don't agree with the dunya, because then you will lose. You will fall down. Allah says, I've brought you here. I've elevated you. I've given you status. So there's one point, one thing that the dunya will instill into your heart and mind. Oh, you're practicing deen now. You won't be able to attain success. You won't be able to be a professional and you will lose out. You will never get profit. You'll never earn. Why is it necessary to do this? You don't need to do this. You know, it's not strict Islam. Just do these few things. Do these thoughts not come into our mind? When you start to do something that's halal or you recognize haram, your mouth is open, jaws drop and you shun it. And you say, oh, it's okay. I'll take this on now. Otherwise, if I get into the game of halal and haram, then we'll never stop this game. So the dhakir, what's the difference between the dhakir and a normal human being? The true dhakir, the sincere dhikr, he will escape from the shackles and the love and the demands of the dunya. Because Allah Ta'ala says, my love is gone into his heart. Allah says, I'll make your heart so strong that you will never have any loss in the world. Don't worry. Don't fear. Allah says, practice my deen and everything will become smooth and easy. So my brothers, dhikr of Allah is a massive action, a great action, a beautiful action with a great reward and a great result. So what should we do? Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to do his dhikr. So we should carry on doing his dhikr. We shouldn't leave his dhikr. We should make effort. Like there's a great example. The more sugar you put on the top, the more sweet it will become. The more sugar you put inside, the more sweet it will become. So if we do dhikr, it will have an effect. Allah Ta'ala says, didn't say that just come to Al-Falah Masjid and just stay here once a week, then you'll only get a restricted benefit. We say that tomorrow, for example, Allah will say that, where were you for the rest of the time? Where did you live? I lived in Bolton, Allah. In which place? On this street. Then, did you have a car? Yes, Allah. Then, were you free at that time? And where was Al-Falah Masjid? 5 minutes drive? Then why didn't you go to the gathering of the dhikr of Allah? Allah will ask, why did you not go? Which masjid was far from you? Every masjid was close to you. Why didn't you travel? If you had so much love for me and for my dhikr, Allah says, would you not reach there? Would you not have arrived there? Allah says, you didn't even sacrifice this dunya. You didn't even give up this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says that the more sugar you put in, the more sweet you will taste. And then you didn't put this sugar in. So we are drinking sugarless tea. It looks like you're a diabetic in the dunya. You didn't have that courage. You didn't have the determination. You didn't want to make the effort. But there are people who make the effort, alhamdulillah. And now Allah Ta'ala says that when you work hard on such points, Allah says, I don't give you the taste of that enjoyment. Remember this, the ibadah is without the taste and the feeling. Yes, why? Because Allah Ta'ala says that if you get the taste, then what is it? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving you guarantee through hadith. Allah Ta'ala says, I want you to hear these hadith and come to me. If I give you the taste of dhikr, if Allah Ta'ala gives us the true taste and enjoyment of doing his dhikr, I swear by Allah, we'll tear our clothes sitting, I swear by Allah. That will be the physical effect on us. Suddenly, the Allah Ta'ala says that if I give you just the weight of a particle, my love, the enjoyment of my love, just the equivalent to the weight of a particle, Allah says you will be so engrossed in my love, you will leave your lifestyle going to the jungles in isolation. You love the taste and enjoyment of my name so much that you will be willing and you will be in a position, you'll say, oh, this is all I want. Allah Ta'ala says that if I give you the taste of my love in this majlis, all of us will forget everything. We will forget all the other things that we love and we're attracted to. We'll consider them as minus. This is the taste of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. But Allah says, I won't give you the taste. Where will you get the taste? In Jannah, in paradise. Work here, enjoy where? Paradise. We say, no, we want the taste here in the world so we can go to the masjid. And then we'll go to Aisha Masjid. Then we'll go to the Makki Masjid. Those same kalamat. Oh, servant of Allah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Do we recite this or not? No, just once, is it enough? Every majlis, morning, evening, during the week, Allah Ta'ala invites us. Look at these kalimat. Look at these kalimat. Tell me. And this kalima, Allah Ta'ala has given what guarantee? The first point. That with regards to this kalima, imagine that how great is this kalima. That person who recites this kalima, Allah Ta'ala says that no shayateen, no jinn, no bad thought, no problem, no difficulty can come near to you. Allah says, I won't let it get near to your heart. Near to your heart. Look at this. Look at this point. We get bored. Oh, I've done dhikr. Is that it? Oh, I read this in Makki Masjid that day. Why do I have to go to Masjid Aisha? Why, if I've done Masjid Zakariya, then why go to Aisha? A person should get tired and his tongue should be dry, but he should never leave dhikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Allah says, stop on this kalima. Stop. Allah, what is it? Allah says, then look towards the dunya. Look towards this small world that is around you. Then look up to the heavens. Then look down. Look down. Can you see everywhere? Have you cast your glance? Allah says, all the tawfiq that you can see as far and wide, you can see the stars shining. Wherever in the universe, whatever you see, Allah says that more beloved to me is this kalama, because everything recites this kalama. So tell me, what will be the value? That we get it free of charge, and that's why we feel bored. That's why we have no interest in doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. But when these kalimat are weighed on the scale of deeds in the hereafter, Allah will say, how many times did you recite? Tuff, Allah says, morning and evening, the oceans, the rivers of my mercy were traveling past you. You had them to quench your thirst. My fakir was calling you. The wali of Allah was calling you. The teacher. And the teacher says, I'm not greedy for you to come and amass the numbers. So why was I telling you to recite these kalimas? Because Allah Ta'ala says that the man loves me and I love him. Allah says that that's why I didn't want anything from you. I didn't ask you to earn and make money and fill your stomach. Allah Ta'ala says, that's my responsibility. I've created you such that I've given you ijaza to remember me, to recite the kalimas that I like. You don't know these kalimas, Allah says? We don't even know them. We have to think here. We have to think it, that what is our condition and situation? That look at the situation around us today. What will happen in the Akhirah, the Day of Judgment, the hereafter with us? How will we be judged? Such rewards Allah Ta'ala has given to us, such methods to remember Him, Allah's fadl and karam, His blessings and mercies, we run away from that and we fall into the trap of those things in the world that will give us enjoyment just for a few seconds. What a great kalima. I've just mentioned you one praise and definition of this kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. So is this not enough praise that Allah Ta'ala says, I make these kalimats beloved to me, so beloved to Allah, that tomorrow when we go in the akhirah, that those who recited these kalimats, who with the depths of the heart, this all day long, this was their word before the sun came up, they started, and in the last portion of the night they kept on reciting the kalimas and remembering Allah. Imagine that qawm, that group of people that say Subhanallah again, Subhanallah, and then do maraqbah for a second. Think for a moment, those people who do this, that can there be a greater gift than this from Allah? And should we run away from maraqbah if we get a little bit of problems, a few problems? Should we doubt? Should we criticize? Tell me, what a great mercy on that person that we live in the dunya. And let's now compete, at least sometimes we compete with us on cars and houses and assets and bank balances and other things. At least let's compete now with someone else. Is there someone out there who Allah Ta'ala has given the tawfiq to do his Allah's dhikr, who recites this kalama? We should search those people. Is there any young man out there who's doing this? Young man or woman who's doing this? Is there? Subhanallah. So there are people. There are people, and there are such examples that we could discuss, such great examples before us. People who remember Allah for the right reason, who get close to Allah. People who don't have akal, intellect, they have illness. One woman, she was unconscious, half unconscious, she was ill. One woman who didn't even know the principles of Islam, but she had accepted Islam. I'm telling you, this woman, what she communicated, and she didn't know much about Islam. She became a Muslim and she died in such a state that her tongue would never stop. Everything else she forgot. And she was a new Muslim, a revert. And she loved these kalimat so much, she would never leave this kalimat. She'd never leave the name of Allah. Never, never leave the name of Allah. And what did she not know about the dunya? She knew everything about the dunya, but she didn't love the dunya. It wasn't like she was like us, born a Muslim. No, just a few months ago she became a Muslim. And she was a non-Muslim. She worshipped idols, Ram, Sham, etc. She used to bow. And some months ago Allah Ta'ala gave his father and karam to her. And her feeling changed. That her mind, she was ill at that time. She had a lot of difficulties and problems. What happened with her? She never from that day forgot the name of Allah. She said, I cannot forget this. I've forgotten the dunya. You know, a person who leaves the love of the dunya. But we keep on drinking, eating, enjoying, and we have all the different foods and the things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, all of Allah's ni'mas, and we walk around in the dunya big-headed. No, I don't need to practice this. I don't need to remember Allah. We think we have a choice, freedom of will. Brothers, think for a second. Just think for some moments that extremely ungrateful we are for the dhikr of Allah. We shouldn't be ungrateful like this. So here I've told you the reward, and those who practice this, they should think for a few moments that what has Allah Ta'ala given to us? A person should look at the other things around us in the world. Can there be anything that compares to the greatness of the dhikr of Allah? So if something is going into the minus, for example, if a person hasn't got anything and he's in the minus, then alhamdulillah, he's got so much. He should say, Allah, I'm so grateful to you, so grateful to you. I'm so happy that from today you've allowed me to recite these kalimats. End of story, Allah. That's it. If we appreciate, that's when we'll realize. So a person should cry and beg, oh, I want this wazifa, prescribe to me this. And if you're a person, you tend to wake up all night long to do dua so that he can succeed in the world. Allah, I have an obstacle in my work, in my business, or I need to attain this. And if you tell a person to do mujahida and practice this and say this and wake up half the night and go here, everyone will say, yes, I'm ready. But those people who want Allah's nearness, they make a fuss after that, they complain after that, they don't have time. So look at these points at the dhikr wala, my friends. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we should be grateful for this. There's such a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has wrapped around us, the dhikr wala. Look at this. Look at this. Is there anything that Allah Ta'ala has left that He hasn't given to us? Nothing. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala has given everything to the dhakirin. Everything. Now here, Allah Ta'ala said clearly that everything in the world can oppose you to you becoming a dhakir, but just seal your ears like this. Put the fingertips into the ears, isn't it? Seal the ears, or put your hands over your ears. Allah says, your blessed life that I've given to you, utilize it in a positive way. Say, it's okay, I'm happy, I don't need all the wealth of the dunya you can put at my feet. But the person who's the dhakir will say, I've got everything through the dhikr of Allah. I've got deen, dunya, world, hereafter, akhirah. Let me travel on this path and don't distract me. And the decision will be made in the hereafter who was doing right and wrong. Close your eyes and keep on doing the dhikr of Allah. And give each other encouragement. Somebody's not coming, go and bring him, invite him, give each other taqwiyat and invite each other. Why do you leave dhikr of Allah? Come on, let's go together and remember Allah. The Sahaba Ikram did this, the noble companions. Oh, what are you doing? Let's strengthen our iman. Subhanallah. They used to say like this to each other. Who? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Arwaha radiallahu anhu. Such a great narrator and muhaddith and such a great personality that we today, no one in the history of mankind after the Sahaba can get close to his level. And he was walking on the street and he called Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and said, come, let's sit down and strengthen our iman. What shall we do? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, what's this? What's he saying? That am I without iman? Do I not have iman? Am I weak? And he said, come with me, we're in the marketplace, let's sit down, do dhikr of Allah and strengthen our iman. And Rasulullah said, yes, totally right, because iman fluctuates up and down. We need to strengthen it. The Sahaba Ikram, if they had a need to strengthen their iman, and we think we are the best today, and we are beyond them, we have no need, we say, that my iman is so strong. And today, if a mouse comes and says, oh, we're running after you, we'll prostrate to you, astaghfirullah. This is our hal. Within a second, we sell our iman. If one sudden hit from behind, oh, no, you're right, take everything from me. On one request, the whole qawm is sold out and transferred. On one, all the iman, it shakes and we lose iman. Just on an order, our iman goes, and let's go on Hajj and Umrah, that look how people are doing tawaf and the drama taking place. And one sudden jolt and shake, everyone runs off. Runs off. Why? Because we are weak and we deceive ourselves. We're trying to, astaghfirullah, show Allah that we are sincere. Wake up, brothers. We need to wake up. Never be lazy from the dhikr of Allah. Never. Take the percentage of how many people are doing dhikr today. How many? The Hazrat Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah was totally correct, and he said these words in his final days, that the dhikr of Allah is devoid from the ummah today. They have fikr for this. Who said this? Hazrat Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah. Maybe, I think he was in Africa at that time. He said, I have no worry more than this, because he was regular and mashallah he was close to death. Yeah, he said, my biggest worry before I die is that the dhikr of Allah is diminishing in the world. We need to revive this, he said. We need to revive this. Say Alhamdulillah with loudness and Subhanallah. Is this happening or not? Tell me. Are you not doing dhikr of Allah? Are you all not doing dhikr of Allah? This is a unique action you're doing, and you'll get a separate reward for this. Alhamdulillah. Will we come to the majlis? This is not a majlis. In every majlis we have to come to. Not just this one. A true promise? True promise? Yes. So this is the reward. That is such a shock. Shock, it doesn't make sense. A person leaves a majlis. Such a great, Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunity. And we leave this world just because we have to travel a bit. We can't go there. I'm surprised that he doesn't come to this masjid or that masjid. Everyone's got a choice. I will not get into that masjid. We'll go to this masjid the other day. Next time. No. Every majlis of the dhikr of Allah is different. Every gathering of the dhikr of Allah is different. It's full with the inam, with the rewards. It doesn't matter if that gathering looks the same. But every gathering in its own time, in its own day, has its own maqam and rewards. Every second we don't know that what did we get in the morning or what did we get now. What rewards the hawla wala quwwata illa billah gave us in the morning, and what we'll get now. We'll get everything. We won't see it maybe. Allah Ta'ala says you won't see it. Where will we get the ajr? Hereafter. Paradise. Here Allah says all you have to do is believe in me and remember me. That's it. And I want to see how many people have yaqeen in me. And the people who do yaqeen, they will never leave the majlis, never leave the gathering. Nah. Never will they. Alif Lam Mim Dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. Allah Ta'ala said that this is the ilm of ghaib, the unknown knowledge. Allah says, I will keep everything hidden. Only I will know these things. If I show you Jannah, you'd all start practicing today. If I showed you hellfire, you'd all run away from sins today. Allah says, your freedom of will. Allah says, everything's behind the veil. The angels, the Jannah, Jahannam, everything's behind the veil. And Allah says, this is the biggest test. Allah says, I want to see you who trusts my words, who trusts my Nabi, who follows the guidance. And Rasulullah told us, taught us that the majlis of the dhikr of Allah, the gathering of dhikr of Allah, every gathering is great, has great treasures, unique. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka has a different taste enjoyment. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illa Allah. Everything has a different reward. If those people, only for those who have yaqeen and certainty and belief in this, and those who don't come, they don't have yaqeen. My brothers, and then do we have yaqeen and certainty in death? We say we do. Then, what don't we prepare? So have determination and courage. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the majlis. And the more we get, it's not enough. Morning, evening, afternoon, this day, that evening. Every majlis should be full to the brim with the dhakireen. Sit down with happiness and say, Allah, we've come to your remembrance. The masjid should be full. Masjid al-Falah. With the people around him and everyone else. Allah subhanallah says that this person, he listened to me, had yaqeen in my Quran, in my statements. Subhanallah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.